Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Well, do you feel like a stranger? You better feel like a stranger in this world, because the Lord told us that we are strangers just passing through. But don't let your sword get dull. Don't let all the things that you hear little by little by little wear you down. Don't let all the sodomite activity, every initial in that realm of initials, and you know what I'm talking about, stands for everything that's evil when it comes to Jesus Christ. We are fighting evil, dark entities, people. When the thoughts come in and the thoughts are evil, we're warned about them. We're told to actually get militaristic, to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, and casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the Word of God. This is a war. It's full-blown warfare, people. And the gate is narrow, and few are going to find it. And the Lord tells us there's just a remnant. So why are we surprised? Why are we surprised when we feel alone, when we feel like we're on an island? Stay strong, endure to the end, be tough, don't compromise, don't be tolerant of all this insanity, and hold fast to your foundation, which is Jesus. Ephesians 5, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. Love, love, love. You know, love isn't just warm hugs and kisses. You know what love is here? He has given himself for us an offering. That was love. A nasty, ugly, horrible, painful, unbelievable death on a cross. That was love. I'll read it. And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice unto God. That is true love. The truth. That is true love. Not an emotional, demonic, deceiving, sensual love. Not a warm, feeling, emotional love. No, love. I'll read it again. He gave himself an offering and a sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God that sacrificed himself. Ridiculed, brought before kings, brought before Pontius Pilate, whipped into Hamburg, nails driven through his hand, crown of thorns on his head, spit at, naked on a cross. That is love. You show your love when you deny your flesh nature and you speak truth. You are not showing love to fellow family members, fellow friends, fellow enemies when you're tolerant, when you're compromising. No, you're showing love when you are sacrificing your human emotions and thoughts, and you're taking on the mind of Christ, which was willing to stand for truth and not let his will get involved. Yes, he still had the will of a man, even though he was conceived of God. He's of the Holy Spirit. He still had the will of man, and we're told that numerous times, or I preach it numerous times, where in the garden, three times he went to the Father. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. As he sweat blood, he did not want to go through this sacrifice. You might not want to go through the sacrifice. You better straighten up, people, because here he goes. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as becoming saints. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. You know, all this sexual deviancy, all this sexual insanity, we're told, gang, it shouldn't even be named once among us. And we actually have preachers behind the lectern preaching that are loaded with demonic, evil, fornicating spirits. That's how upside down it's become. That's why I said, if you don't feel like a stranger, if you don't feel like a pilgrim, there's a problem. I was talking to a Christian the other day, and he was saying, well, I'm getting upset. I shouldn't be getting angry. I said, what are you talking about? You shouldn't be getting angry. How could you not be angry? There is righteous anger, people. You think when the Lord went into his father's house and flipped over all those tables, he wasn't angry? Do you think when Jesus looked into the eyes of the Pharisees and said, you are of your father Satan, and the deeds of your father you will do, he wasn't angry? There is righteous anger. It has nothing to do with hatred. It's called being vexed. It's called being tormented. Yes, it says Lot was a righteous man, vexed by what he heard and what he saw daily. Gang, we are surrounded as Christians by the enemy, and the enemy's trying to choke us out by the things of the world. Watch what you hear and what you see, and hold fast to the truth. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. It's not a good time to be a goofball. Yes, there's no time for jesting anymore, gang. It's getting close to the end days. Now, I'm not saying it's the end days, but it's darn close to the end days. Because the sodomite activity has escalated. It was so bad that the days of Noah, that two men, they were angels, but they came as men, came into Lot's house. And it said every man, woman, and child were surrounding that house, smashing on the door to have sexual deviant relations with these two men. Lot, in his temporary insanity probably, offered these men his two virgin daughters. They did not want them. They wanted the two strange men. This is how demonic homosexuality is, gang. That's how bad it is going to get. I know it sounds insane, but can't you see the path we are on? This is where it leads before destruction. Every single person was gathered around that house. It says young and old, rich and poor were gathered around that house wanting a piece of those men. It's tough to comprehend. It's tough to understand. But it isn't getting as tough as it used to be. 30 years ago, I'd never dream. I used to read verses in Deuteronomy and Leviticus where they said, don't have sex with animals. Don't have sex with your mother. Don't have sex with your sister. And I'd say, this is pretty gross. Why is it even in the Bible? Shame on me. Shame on me. You know why? Because it's truth. Because the Canaanite nations were doing those things, God had to intervene and say, my people are not to do these things. Don't take on the behavior of the Canaanite nations. Well, the demons of the Canaanite nations have descended upon this country. They're right here. I'll continue. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater. You know what that means? If you are a whoremonger person, if you are an unclean, deceiving person, if you're spending time on that cell phone looking at porn, this is for you. Nor unclean person, nor covetous man, if you're some greedy son of a gun who won't give a guy a dime or help somebody out, or has his first nickel he ever owned and is still in his pocket, nor covetous man, who is an idolater. You are an idolater. You know what that means? You've put your whoremonging, you've put your uncleanness, you've put your covetousness above God. That makes you an idolater. You're worshiping that. And right now, this sexual deviancy, how do you worship it? You worship it by accepting it. You worship it by making excuses for it. And we're right in the middle of hell, people. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Vain words are useless words, compromising words, tolerant words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. We're fixing for the wrath, gang. We're fixing for the wrath. And the thing about it is, me first on this one, while we're fixing for the wrath down here, can you imagine the wrath of God in the next life? While everybody's worried about how's America going to get destroyed because of its sin, start worrying about your soul as to what's going to happen in the afterlife with eternal torment, where the fire is never quenched, where the rich man is still saying, please, please give me a drop of water on my tongue. Gang, you know what my prayer's been? Lord, I just want my name written in that Lamb's Book of Life. You've already shown to me what love is. You died on the cross for my sins. You've made it evident by giving me the Holy Spirit that convicts me of my sins. You've given me the ability to fight. I could put up the shield of faith against all these crazy, insane thoughts that come at my head. They are not my thoughts. You freed me. You've set the captive free. You love me, Jesus. Gang, ultimately, you're also saved by hope. There is hope, people. I know I'm getting a little bit loud here, but I know the clock is ticking. It's almost over. It's always almost over anyway. Your life is just a vapor. From the second you're conceived, you are on the path of death. Time goes nowhere other than to destruction. Do you know that? Think about it. Heaven and earth will pass away. So that means that's time. So from the second you are born, you are on a road to destruction. That's just truth. That's not pessimism. It's truth. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ teaches us how to redeem the time. Accept him as your Savior. Be set free. This is good news. It's something to rejoice about, that we were on the path of wrath, but now we are on the path, though it be narrow, we're on the path of love, kindness, mercy, gentleness, temperance, and joy. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Very, very serious, people. There's no time for lukewarm. There's no time for wishy-washy, in or out. And I suggest you get in on it right now. Right now, choose Christ as your Savior, fall on your knees, accept him, and start your walk. Be obedient, deny yourself. Pick up your cross and choose the Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.